saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects, and F-Yeah, we're going to have some fun as we get this party started. It's Barry and Joel in the studio along with Aaron is suspect as he fills in for another day for Nicholas Sciarra, who is Sciarra-ing in Los Angeles up to Sciarra-gans and other things. Did you hear about the shenanigans of Nicholas yesterday?
No. Did he pick up a...
Cody Stutes? No. He tried.
No. Did he pick up a male prostitute by mistake?
No. No? I was listening to the Blitz on the way home. I know, okay. You always reprimand me not to do that.
I don't reprimand you.
Yes, you do.
No. Let's this is all on the record, so I want this to be very clear.
They were talking to Nick.
I warn you not to watch it because it will infuriate you.
Nick was...
That's what.
I don't watch it because that would infuriate me. Listening is enough.
It would infuriate you to listen, so I tell you don't.
Jake Asman, again, because we know he's like the about to lose his virginity guy with every trip he makes.
Is he going to lose his virginity? Good for Jake.
All I know is that they were exploring the scooter system in L.A.
Okay.
Not a moped, but like
one of
those
birds, the lemons or birds,
but they're motorized.
Or yeah.
And Nick says they could go very fast, and he said that Cody like basically fell down a couple times. And I even texted Cody going, why does no one have this on video?
Right.
That whole adventure of the Three Stooges right there would have been video worthy of a lot of clicks.
Yes, it absolutely would have.
So I can only imagine what kind of shenanigans with those three, Jerry, Bo, and then I'm sure Fred and AJ are getting as far away from him as possible on this trip.
You think so?
I do.
Either they're just keeping
Fred's gambling. They found a casino, so he's in one. AJ was doing something else.
They have casinos in LA?
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably like in Milwaukee and other places. If you get like an Indian reservation that can put a casino on it, it's legal.
Yeah. Well, there's one in Livingston now.
Okay.
Which is weird to be in Texas and know that there's gambling, but yeah.
It's only slot machines.
Yeah, why is that?
They can't do table games.
Fix.
Why? Is it just like, it depends on like the tribe or what? Like why? Like, oh, you're not this kind of Indian, so you can't have...
They're not from Cleveland.
It might have been a space and like real estate thing. Like if they didn't want to use too much room and build it too big.
Yep. Excuse me, that's disappointing. By the way, I've had a lot of whiskey this morning. So
is that the burping?
That was the burp, yes. Okay.
You sure it isn't the burger and fries?
You didn't need to.
Just asking a question. I think the whole firestorm has something to do with it.
I did the Whiskey Neat podcast with Christopher Hart.
Nice.
We've been trying to link up. Yeah, we were going to do it. I was supposed to do it with him and John Witherspoon, and unfortunately, John needed to do it earlier, and I couldn't get there until later, and then there was a freeway closure for a little while, and just got a mess. But we did it, and it was a lot of fun, and I learned how to drink whiskey.
Cool.
Because I didn't know. I always just, you guys know, I drink Crown and Diet Coke.
Next week, Barry learns how to drive a car.
And Christopher made fun of me. Oh, I can get after that. That's, you mean safely.
I'm just like, if you're learning things that you should have learned years ago, now you're learning to drink whiskey. Next step will be I'm learning to drive a car, and then I'm learning to please others in my sexual experiences instead of just myself.
You're such a jerk. But no, it was he gave me the quick down and dirty education on drinking scotch and whiskey and how to, and I feel like a man now.
Cool.
I feel like a better man because I know how to drink whiskey.
I've been waiting
properly
for you to turn this corner, and I'm excited about the...
That I'm a man now?
Massive windshield of opportunities that this is
going to present. I'm excited. But that was a lot of fun. I didn't get as drunk as he did, so that was good. But so he was also drinking wine before.
Are you fuzzy buzzy right now?
No. No. I mean, it's a very, very slight buzz, but nothing crazy. Oh, okay. You like that?
Yeah. You're really proving that.
But I have food. I'm going to eat that, and I promise I won't curse. At least I hope I don't curse. I'm going to try not to curse. I'll probably curse. But yeah.
That's what makes our ratings special.
This has been a whirlwind for me in the last 12 to 14 hours
or so. I
guess
so, man. I was asking maybe you before we came on how the show went last night. Saw some pictures. Just hearing the reports from you, it's exciting, man.
Yeah. And like, so the show was packed. He sold out the Thursday show. John Witherspoon did awesome. Got to meet him. Real cool guy. It was funny. We were in the green room talking before the show. And he's a lot like what you would think he would be. He's just, you know, it's a different level when you hit stage. Even for me, I'm kind of a different person on stage than I am off. It's just natural to be like that. But he was still, you could see it at times. Like we were talking and he was like, "What's your name?" And I was like, "Barry." He was like, "Cool." And then like a minute later, he'd be like, "Jerry." And I'd be like, "Nope, Barry." And he'd be like, "Damn it, I got to write this down." And then he was like, Ben Jackson is the MC, who's also our comedian of the week. Okay. And he was like, "What's your name?" And he was like, "Ben." He was like, "Got it." And then a couple minutes later, he goes, "David." And he was like, "Nope, it's Ben." He goes, "Damn, I wasn't even close." He goes, "I got to write these down." And he pulls his notebook out. He goes, "All right, Larry." I was like, "Nope, Barry." He goes, "Damn it." So I wrote down Barry and Ben. And yeah, it was great after that. And we were talking comedy. And he was like, at one point, he said something to the effect of, we were just talking about, you know, being at the improv and all that. He goes, "I mean, like, you guys probably get a bonus, right?" And we were like, "No." And he goes, "Oh, I should have never said that. I shouldn't have planted that seed. That's my bad." It was so funny, man. Great dude. Super nice. Hilarious. Got on stage for an hour. And, like, he's in his mid-70s.
Good for him.
Got on stage for an hour. So Ben is doing 10 minutes up front. And I'm doing 20, and then Pops gets on there and goes for an hour, and yeah, he's 77.
Damn.
And it was just nonstop. I mean, it was a fun show, sold out. I had a great set. Ben Jackson had a great set. Of course, John Witherspoon had a great set. Everybody left happy. So, I mean, honestly, I know I say this a lot, but if you want to go to a great show, this is a good weekend
to hit up the Houston Improv. You didn't miss anything if you missed it last night, but don't miss it this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, still shows. Barry can give you the details for the Improv. But
and we'll play some Ben Jackson clips at 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15. So, you know, if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know whether you like me or not from a funny perspective, and that'll give you an idea. We all know Pops from the Wayans Brothers and Friday and Boomerang and all that, and the Boondocks and Black Jesus and all that, so you know he's funny, and then you'll get to hear Ben, so you'll know exactly what you're going to be in store for. It's going to be a good good weekend.
Good deal. Yeah. So lots there. And then, of course, based on the fact that the way we normally do things is by the seat of our pants on the fly, whenever possible.
Of course.
And we started stirring the pot yesterday about this hot chip challenge, and it got a life of its own. And we
because it happened a while back, right? Like, when did it originally take off?
Shaq was doing it. Everybody was doing it.
Rod Ryan did it. So yeah. how long ago was this?
He did it, I think it was 2 years ago. I think it was 2017.
Really?
I thought last year during the basketball season, Shaq was doing it, and everybody else was jumping on board.
So when they first developed this thing, Rod went on and bought it, found a way to buy one, and did it. Like, I think it was just hitting food blogs of like, "You're never going to believe what people will eat." And he was like, "I'll eat." Well, they had like a roulette wheel or a dice or something like that, and he lost. And I was telling, I don't remember who I was telling this earlier to, but he did it on a bad day because it was a Friday, and we had a company meeting that afternoon, I believe, if I remember right. So people kept walking up to him during this company meeting. His face is still red going, "Dude, what's wrong with you?" And he was like, "Do you not listen to my show? Come on. I put everything on the line for my show."
So it's not that this is new, but friend of the show, AR Platinum, who, if you know, check him out on YouTube, and I think he's getting his Instagram fired up, but he bought a case of these one chip challenge chips. Mm-hmm. They're supposedly the hottest chip on the planet. And I think it uses ghost peppers, if I'm not mistaken, right? I have it. The box it comes in is a coffin. So that'll tell you
That's crazy.
Oh, it's Carolina Reaper.
Yep.
So it's not the ghost pepper. It's the Carolina Reaper.
I think the Carolina Reaper was a hybrid of the ghost pepper. They took elements of the ghost pepper and then combined it with the scorpion or something like that and made the Carolina Reaper.
So this is the back of it. It says, do not eat if you are sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers, nightshades, or capsaicin, or are pregnant. So Trey's out.
But he's in.
Trey's out because he's pregnant.
He hasn't been officially diagnosed.
Or you have any medical conditions, keep out of reach of children. This is a potato
chip.
Now
Trey's out.
This is a potato chip, and it says keep out of reach of children. After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas. Trey, that means your penis.
Yep.
Seek. We're going to have gloves for Trey, though, right? He's going to. Yeah, we have gloves.
Right in front of you.
Bread, peanut butter.
Seek medical assistance should you experience difficulty breathing. If you can't handle the heat, try drinking milk or eating ice cream. Fear the Reaper and consider yourselves warned. That's on the back of the box. Now,
Trey's going to do this today, people.
Trey's going to do this. We've planned this for 1:45 p.m. today. It's going to go down. So do not go anywhere. We're going to do it live on air. We're going to do it live on the Twin Peaks Twitch stream.
Yes.
We're going to try to Facebook Live it as well. And we have the necessary tools to assist Trey post-chip. Now, the box is open. Now, AR Platinum, if you don't know what AR Platinum does on YouTube, he has a channel where he talks about the lottery and scratch-offs and strategies on the best ways to get.
Right.
And I tell you what, I never realized there was a science to scratch-offs. There absolutely is, and AR Platinum knows it. So if you're big into scratch-offs, highly recommend you go follow him on YouTube. But he told me, he goes, I'm going to give Trey a $20 scratch-off. But apparently, he didn't have a $20 scratch-off or he was too greedy, but he did leave $20 in the box for Trey. So he's a man of his word.
Trey's keeping it.
This is Trey's 20, not ours.
He ain't doing anything with a scratch-off. He's going to be scratching off some fast
food
this weekend.
This is Trey's $20.
On him.
And then we're going to try to get him a suspect shirt to wear. And then
Courtney's
this is the
currently
chip.
Stitching two shirts together.
Boy, you are.
I'm rolling today, baby.
You are on fire already.
Let's do it.
Now, this chip comes in a pre-packaged plastic so that you don't touch it. And I'm scared. This is so we have the gloves for Trey to wear. We also have olive oil.
I thought that was Aaron's urine sample. If you can see it on the Twitch,
it really
looks like he decided that he needed some in-depth
testing. No, that's a shot of olive oil.
Aaron brought all of
this.
Bro. He brought bread, peanut butter, olive oil, and ice cream.
I got him. Ice cream, and I got milk. I couldn't find any Arkansas milk, so I don't know if it's going to help.
Wow.
But.
Well, he's screwed. Now
he doesn't need to grow. He needs to just get over this. So we don't need the Arkansas milk. We need it. Coats, soothes, and relieves is what we need.
Yeah, he's got a half gallon of whole milk, a pint of Bluebell homemade vanilla for him.
Now, I want to tell you guys that we're not taking advantage of Trey. I want to point that out. I was very specific with Trey. I'm going to read you the text messages because, honestly, I tried to talk Trey out of this. I really
You're
did.
You're so foolish. There's no way you talked him out.
Hey, you want to do this chip challenge tomorrow? It's Barry. Hell yeah, I'll do it. Is there dip? Is the first question.
Not shocking.
Is there dip or is it just a chip? It's no, Trey. It's not an orgy, bro. We're not having chips and dip. It's a chip. I said it's a chip. It's just a chip, just for a minute, just to see how it feels. He didn't get the reference. That's Wedding Crashers. And he said, are you going to do it too? I said, nope, just you, pal. He said, all right, just as long as there's water. I said, we will have water and milk and ice cream and crackers. It's okay to say no because this is going to be really hot. Like, I'm worried you might cry or vomit or cry while you vomit. Google one chip challenge. This bleep is no joke, man. This was my exact text. And he said, it's that bad, huh? I said, yes. He said, I'm definitely going to look into it. So immediately he backed off of the for sure yes. I said, okay, let me know before the morning. I need to see if we can get this together before the show starts. He said, all right. Aaron sent me a link of Rod Ryan doing it. I passed that along to Trey, and he said, cool, what time y'all want to do this?
I watched it.
So he was in. He got here, and he told
Aaron
he was in.
I saw him last night. When I was running the blitz, he was up here because he had to run late hits. He said, yeah, I'll do it. And I said, all right, I'm going to go tonight. Okay. Or I said, I'll go in the morning. I'm going to buy you some ice cream and some milk so we can cool you off. He goes, well, you get me some Dr. Pepper, too?
You don't want Dr. Pepper.
I said,
Pepper.
I'm not going grocery shopping for you, Trey. You don't need Dr. Pepper. I said, that will make it so much worse because
it
the,
will.
The carbonation
the
and everything.
Yeah. The fizz,
now,
yep.
I think Dr. Pepper will help, I promise.
No, I'll
get him a Dr. Pepper from the machine.
Based on the Rod Ryan video, he needs not drink water. Right. Water's going to make it worse.
No, it makes it so much worse.
So what do you guys think that, okay, because there's a lot of things. If we did a poll, we could, does he cry? Will he vomit? Or will he poop? I feel like those are the three outcomes of this.
So based on what we've been through with Trey, and we've been through a lot.
Yes.
We've seen delayed reactions on a lot of things.
Yes.
So I honestly believe initially he will not vomit.
Okay.
His eyes will water, though I don't think he will cry. I think that there will be a pause.
He's already red, so he can't turn red.
Right. It may be a pregnant pause, but I believe there will be, at a certain point, a very, very noticeable pause. And then, if you remember, even when he had his drink or whatever, we need a garbage can close because
he'll throw up.
When we did with his first ever drink, he was like, no, it's fine. I really don't feel it. I'm going to need a garbage can.
Yeah.
And then we were like looking for one.
We have the garbage can. He's going to sit. He's going to sit in the middle.
Oh, boy.
So that he's on the screen. But he can't leave until the segment's over. I mean, we have to do radio.
I think he might be trifecta.
You think he's going to... Oh, if he poops while I'm standing here, I'm out. This show is over with for the day.
The great thing is... Joel
will be doing it solo, or I'll be doing it in the producer's room with you.
The great thing is, based on the video that you sent us of Rod Ryan doing it, the camera followed him down the hallway. You could see it was really taking its toll. If Trey sprints for the bathroom, that's going to be great Facebook live stuff. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
Cool.
Okay, so a busy show today. You've got all that to look forward to. Starting at 1:45. You've also got Sarah Barshop to cover the Texans, beat writer for ESPN. That's going to be at 3:30. And then Barry, our friend Trey, is going to talk
about boxing. Trey
Blackwell's
going to join us to talk about the big fight this weekend. So that's at 2:30.
So we've got a full day planned with lots to talk about, including the Astros extra inning loss last night, Texans preview coming up on Sunday, and much more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Here's a fact. Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer. I'm John Granato. I know the facts. Here's another fact. When you see blue mountains on our Coors Light can, that means your beer is as cold as the Rockies and ready to drink, which means you get to experience the world's most refreshing beer, just like me, John Granato. More facts. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged at the peak of freshness. So this is me, John Granato, telling you, enjoy the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. And that's a fact.
The regular season is underway, and the storylines are beginning to unfold. Will a team go 16-0, currently sitting at 5-1? And at 6-1, will a team remain winless the rest of the season? Let's not forget individual team championship odds, and of course, will a QB win MVP? Follow all the action at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football continue down their road to Miami. Before the next kickoff, head over to BetOnline.net on your laptop or mobile device and check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle, because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
I dropped my glass of Pinot.
Oops, steam can clean that.
There's dog poop on the carpet.
Oops, steam can clean that.
I talked about my boss and I hit reply all.
Oh, oops, steam can't help you with that one. You can trust their trained and background screen professionals, though. Oops, steam uses 250-degree steam to permanently kill the germs and bacteria and removes any stain. Visit oopsteam.com to fix your oops. That's oopsteam.com. John Granato here for Stretch Zone. I was a client of Stretch Zone long before they became an advertiser here. I love it. I've had back and hip problems for years. Not anymore.
thanks to Stretch Zone. Stretch Zone is the first, best, and biggest in the country. There are franchise opportunities for you entrepreneurs, or if you're like me, you just want to feel better after a certified practitioner works your problem area. Two locations here in Houston. Go to stretchzone.com.
This is not an offer of a franchise. An offer of a franchise can only be done by our delivery to you of our franchise disclosure document.
Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us.
Triangle Energy and the Houston Dynamo are giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. Sign up for one of Triangle Energy's Power to Win electricity plans and receive Dynamo game tickets and shirts. Plus, you'll be automatically entered to win free electricity for a year. Triangle Energy will select a winner each time the Houston Dynamo win an MLS home game. You can enter to win by texting ENERGY to 246-810. Terms and conditions apply. PUCT license number 10064.
Tomorrow night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Stop eating this fast food. That's what they feeding the kids. It's real easy to give your kid a Happy Meal or like that. Stop it. Give them a fruit. Give them something else. Because they putting all types of meat in these fast foods. I ain't going to say the name of the place because some of y'all might eat there. I ain't trying to get sued. But I was leaving the club one night and I wanted a Big Mac. And you can get a Big Mac from anywhere. I said, look, man, let me get a Big Mac, extra Big Mac sauce. He said, look, dog, I ain't going to lie to you. We ran out of meat an hour ago. But do you still want the Big Mac? I said, what the f*** is y'all putting in this Big Mac? I still ate it. I was like, what the f*** is in this Big Mac? So I grew t***s and shit. It was bad.
Ben Jackson, Comedian of the Week. Funny on an F Yeah Friday. Barry, give us a little bit of the backstory, if you would, please.
Yeah, Ben's been around for a minute, man. Ben's one of those guys that when you first saw him, you were like, all right, this dude's going to be hilarious. But he didn't get a lot of stage time. He didn't get a lot of run. And we went head to head in a contest and he won. And actually, no, I take that back. A third guy. It was me and Ben and this third comedian who brought a bunch of people, and me and Ben lost to him, and me and Ben were in the back saying one of us should have won this. Ben's strong, man. In fact, I was talking to Andy Huggins today and he said, how'd the show go last night? I was like, oh man, Ben made me work from the opening spot. And because Ben headlines. Mm-hmm. So you literally get three headliners this weekend. So having to follow a headliner is never easy. And Ben is high energy. He's funny. He's creative. I think he's got a couple of albums. Or he's got one album out now.
Okay.
I'll just search Ben Jackson on iTunes and you'll find it. Funny dude, man. Really funny guy. One of the guys I think you got to keep an eye on, because as he is able to grow and work with more people, he's definitely going to get taken on the road and start to blow up. So
that's pretty cool. So pretty, we'll have clips of him coming up again at 2:15, 3:15. So keep that in mind as we roll forward. As you guys like to do, you give us great information and send it our way. Information from our friend Pink Valkyrie, Christina.
Yes.
Mattress Mac just tweeted out, you broke my car window, you stole my backpack, but you didn't get my Astros tickets? Ha ha. Hashtag take it back. Shame on you, and there's a special place in hell if you're a Houstonian, and you broke into that man's car and tried to do him wrong.
Who's out here robbing Mattress Mac? You catch an ass whooping from this whole city.
Dirty now, Joel Osteen, son of a probably bitch. People Who's just robbing? Go, well, we're good.
Yeah, it was probably Joel Osteen that did it. He probably did. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get him. Talking with his eyes closed. Listen.
Satan is not something we're going to do today.
I don't know. There's a lot of people you could rob in this city. Mattress Mac is not one of them. Now, does he drive a fancy car?
See, I was just going to say, I think the one thing is that Mac is pretty under the radar. If he doesn't drive a truck, I don't think he drives any kind of lavish vehicle. I've remembered some of the vehicles he's driven in the past. I've been a friend for a long time. I don't think he's ever gotten into that kind of thing.
Yep.
But, man, I mean, based on the fact that most of the time that car is either at a speaking engagement or gallery furniture, one of the locations or something like that. And a lot of times there's a sign that he parks at gallery furniture, spot reserved for Mac.
Okay.
You got to know. And that's just enough warning in itself, because there's going to be enough good Samaritans that are going to create themselves first responder ready, and they're going to bust your ass if they ever see you do something to Mac.
Yeah, that's chicken bleep.
As well they should.
He's on the very short list of people you don't rob in this city.
Just don't steal from. Yeah, don't mess with him. You know, praise
Mac
him.
Mac and Earl Campbell.
Nolan Ryan,
Green. Elijah Wan. And the Ghetto Boys in Bun B. That's pretty much it. Anybody else, you can break into their car. Nobody cares.
JJ's? Yes,
oh, JJ Watt's
by far,
off limits.
Please break into his truck.
Not nice.
No, I'm not saying please.
You just did.
Please don't break into the other people's is what I really meant. Okay, let's just move on.
Wow. You dug a hole for yourself a little bit there.
Nope.
And now everybody's going to be.
It's
now,
the whiskey talking. It's the 18-year-old barrel-aged whatever the hell whiskey I drank.
In the normal way these things go now, everybody's going to suggest who else that you left off your list should not have their car broken into in Houston. All right. So enjoy those text lines.
I will delete those texts.
The other thing, in case you didn't hear about, is Mac is now seriously worried about his little promotion with the Astros and all that. He's trying to place a $10 million hedge bet to cover his butt in case
he absolutely should.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I just think there's most casinos aren't going to be
in the
market doing that.
Oh, no, they said that somebody tried to place a larger wager than the limit, which was $5 million, and they think it was him. And he's like, no, I want to bet more. And they wouldn't let him. And they think it's Mattress Mac hedging on his World Series bet. But you know what? Who cares? If he hedges and he's able to give everybody free furniture, everybody wins. He doesn't lose money and everyone gets free mattresses or furniture or whatever it is. I'm good with that. Is there people hating on him for hedging?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just a matter
say,
of
that would be,
yeah, trying to find a home for it. Because look, I've gotten to know him pretty well. And he's always going to do everything in the best interest of Houstonians and customers first.
Oh yeah.
And so you don't hate on him if he's trying to place a bet on the other side and think he's betting against the Astros. No, he's just covering his ass.
Yep.
That's as simple as that is.
Yep.
So interesting to see that is going on in the city, but that's good news because that means, you know, lots to talk about in terms of a long playoff run for your Houston Astros. With that being said, Barry, and I'll give you full credit for this. We said that last night's game and then that tonight's game were going to be very important for a team that basically has almost everything wrapped up.
Yep.
We're going to talk about why.
Okay.
Because there's a lot to talk about in an otherwise meaningless game last night that the Astros happened to lose an extra inning. So stay tuned for that because that's something that we definitely have to get into.
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell the people about GetUpside before we do that, man. If you have not gone and put this app on your phone, you are silly because you're leaving money at the pump and leaving money at the table. And look, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back when you fill up your car. You can get up to 35% cash back when you buy food through the GetUpside app. And this is real money and it's your money. And don't just take my word for it. Listeners have sent me screenshots of $500 in their account, $150 in their account, $75. Clarence said he ended up with $25 in just the first couple of weeks of using the app. Jake Asman used my promo code, filled up his tank the first time, $7 back in his account for the very first fill up. Guys, this is real money. So go download the app. It's in your iTunes and Google Play Store. It's called GetUpside. It's all one word. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and I told you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. That'll go up even more when you use that promo code Barry, and this is legit money. You know, Aaron talks about it all the time. Him and his wife argue over who's going to fill up the car and use the GetUpside app because they want that money in their account. So make sure you go and download it right now. It's your money. Get it back. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
An Epix original series.
He's a legend, Bumpy.
From the co-creator of Narcos and executive music director Swizz Beatz.
What we gonna do, Bump?
Get loud and boisterous.
Inspired by the story of infamous crime boss Bumpy Johnson.
Times have changed.
I haven't.
Bumpy Johnson is a criminal.
There's one thing that you didn't count on. Me.
Hallelujah, I'm the driver.
This is our war of independence.
Forrest Whitaker is...
Yeah. Harlem is mine.
Godfather of Harlem. Series premiere Sunday. Epix. Get the channel or get the app.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and odds site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
If you've not heard of GiveMeTheVin.com yet, you need more friends. And friends of GMTV, you need to tell your friends about it because we are quickly becoming America's number one car buying service. And it's happening for a reason because we're easy, we're fast. Bada bing, bada boom. Come to your house, bring a check. Boom. GiveMeTheVin.com. I want to buy your car.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half hour of the show. By the way, you want to join us at any particular time in the festivities, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Aaron is blitzed. And by the way, if you hit me on Twitter, my daily, dose of corrects or correct a lot has let me know that if Mac is hedging the bet for the Astros and the win it all, you get it all, then he's betting on the Astros. People got the gist of what I was saying, but I just don't want to lose any credibility with anybody. So I want to make sure I correct that immediately. And from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, people carry on with your day.
Mac Daddy said Melanie Lawson got her car burglarized.
I heard that. Mike McGuff, who's the local radio and TV blogger, made that a headline.
Long hair, don't care.
I just don't know why that is any information anybody
Melanie
needs.
Melanie Lawson's not Mattress Mac. Sorry.
Oh, I'm not going to say that either, but you're right. No, you're absolutely right. But
Sorry. Did Melanie Lawson open up her furniture store?
I know.
Okay. The defense rests. Did you watch the game last night?
You know what? Which one? Yes. So from an Astros perspective, I did. I actually hung in there till like the bottom of the 11th and then ended up falling asleep.
So you missed the error that won the game?
Yeah.
The error heard around the world?
But there's a lot to digest here, and I want to get to what I had said teasing this going into the break, which is you were spot on with what you said before we talked about last night's game, which is the next two nights are really important for this team. Because last night, we needed to see which Wade Miley would show up, if there were signs of him getting out of this month-long funk that he's been in. And then tonight, if Urquidy is going to be the guy, what does he look like? And how is he going to pitch so that they can basically clear up some things with the roster going into the playoffs? One thing's for certain, there's no certainty with Wade Miley.
Yeah, you're not really sure what you're going to get from him from game to game, inning to inning for that matter. I don't think you can trust him at the beginning of a game. It won't surprise me if Urquidy is your four and Miley is in the bullpen. I could absolutely see that happening, and I would be okay with that. We'll see what Urquidy does tonight. The worst thing that could happen is that the Astros get swept down the stretch here, these last four games. Fortunately, they got Verlander and Cole going for the last two, so it's just not going to happen.
But never say never, but
like,
it shouldn't.
You'd like to see Urquidy go out and have a good solid four or five innings of one-run baseball at worst, and then you know that if the ALDS goes at least four, he's pitching in that fourth game, and come the ALCS, if they get that far, he's going to be that fourth.
The only reason I say never is simply because I don't think that they're going to extend Cole or Verlander like a normal start. Because
yes, they are.
I'm talking about
they're
going to
get
in this
rest.
Angels series.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. These guys are chasing history in many different ways. I think they're
not going to put him over. Both guys may get to near 100. I don't think either guy is going to be nudging anywhere close to going over 100 pitches. I really don't.
Well, no, they're not going to go over their normal pitch count. I don't think he's going to let Verlander go 9 and throw 150 pitches.
No, but even still, those two guys regularly go over 100 pitches.
Yeah, they will.
I don't think they will.
They're both chasing a Cy Young.
I get it, man.
They're both chasing.
But there's a bigger fish
Verlander
to fry
does,
for this organization.
If you're A.J. Hinch and Verlander goes 8 and throws 110 pitches, you're going to pull Cole early? Cole's going to be like, you better get your ass off this mound.
I don't think it's going to even come to that.
That man just put in an 8-inning outing. I'm staying in this game, and I'm trying to win this Cy Young.
I'm letting you know right now that in my opinion, A.J. Hinch's mind, it's never going to come to that because he's got a very set idea of what he's going to do with both guys, and neither guy's going to approach 100 pitches. He doesn't want to extend these guys. I know what it all means individually, but I think they're all collectively in that locker room on
rest.
The same page.
They're going to have full rest going into that ALDS.
I just don't.
100% full rest.
Okay. We disagree.
So what's the difference, though? They've been going, 7-8 strong every outing, it seems like, on 4 days rest.
The difference is, look at the way he's managed.
Because you're only talking about what? If they get all the way to the World Series and all the series go the distance, Verlander, whoever starts game one is going to get two starts in the ALDS if it goes 5. They both get two in the ALCS in the World Series. So you're talking about 2, 4, 6 starts max at the end of the season.
You asked him a question. I'm just telling you that even during the season, if they extend themselves too far, the next start out, he would. The other night with Verlander, he pulled him out when it looked like he still had a low pitch count and that he had more left in the tank, and he pulled him out anyway, because I think they're going to border on being hyper careful just so that these guys, when it matters the most, are at their best. And sometimes, a lot of times, and obviously Verlander's got an elastic arm, but in a lot of cases, when a guy does go with a high pitch count, the next time out, he's not as sharp. It's harder to bounce back, and I think he just wants to avoid that. So I think, to be fair, he'll do it to both guys, but I just don't see them getting to where they're going to get over 100 pitches. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. Kyle Tucker, home run again.
Yeah.
From that standpoint, good. As you mentioned, bad. Put him at first base. Sometimes bad things can happen when that's not your regular position.
Yeah.
So I just...
It is good to see him hitting 300. When you consider his first tour through the big leagues, he struggled mightily, and there were a lot of people very down on him, including myself. Mm-hmm. That was like, ugh, you know, you lose some luster on a prospect like that when he comes up and looks so bad, because you watch guys like Singleton and Fisher and all these other cats that kind of came up and had a hot start and fizzled, and you had higher expectations. So you figured, oh, well, great. This is just another guy that there were a ton of expectations for that wouldn't deliver. Not that the Astros are riddled with those, because they have Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve and George Springer and Carlos Correa.
Well, Super Jack's back. That's all you needed to know. Two-run home run. Dude's a stick. I mean, he's a guy you got to consider for the playoff run. No.
But, you know, Tucker was hitting 302, I think, going in. He went 1-for-6, so that dropped his average pretty significantly. But going into the game, he was hitting 300, and he did get the home run. Just four strikeouts is a little troublesome, but he's young. And that's going to happen. Yordan strikes out on occasion. He'll go out there and give you three or four whiffs in a game. So I'm not overly concerned about it, but it is good to see him swinging the bat fairly well. I think that's probably your long-term replacement in right field for – not probably is your long-term replacement in right field for Reddick, or left field if you lose Brantley. So good to see him contributing. And, yeah, I think, you know, it was interesting to have Miles Straw leading off. That made me happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, just from his wheels alone, that's, you know, you look at that, and obviously they scaled it way back last mm-hmm. night. That lineup mm-hmm. wasn't anywhere close to what they were going to be putting out there if it really meant something. But, you know, the guys that were out there got some ABs. They got some experience. And to your point, I mean, look, from year to year.
Straw playing second is pretty funny.
Yeah, but he made some plays, even in the shift in the outfield where it's a tough kind of second hop when it gets to the grass.
Yeah.
He made some good plays. But when you look at it and you think about the fact that you mentioned Tucker, the other thing is that every year with this organization, a guy that may start the year as the top prospect and the top guy that everybody's going to be clamoring for can fall off in an instant. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Tucker, but at least he's coming back because of the fact that he's shown he can hit.
That's right.
When you look at Forrest Whitley, have we heard his name
who?
In the last 3-4 months?
The who what?
Right. So when you look at top prospects, let's go back. Just real quickly for you guys. Since 2017, the Astros' top prospects, Teoscar Hernandez, traded to Toronto. Ramon Laureano with Oakland. Derek Fisher, traded to Toronto. Forrest Whitley, don't even know. David Paulino, after the suspension of 80 games, he's been not heard from. Kyle Tucker, finally back on. Francis Martez, guy that was supposed to be your Forrest Whitley.
Mm-hmm.
And then completely fell off the planet and then had Tommy John. So, you know what? When everybody's always clamoring for, you can't touch that guy. Just understand that a guy that you're not supposed to be able to touch or do anything with could be the difference between getting a veteran that could make the difference. So when you traded all those prospects for Zach Greinke and everybody lost their mind about, did you give up too much? It doesn't matter. You're okay.
No. Yeah, you're good. The prospects that stuck are all these ones that have World Series rings. So those are the ones that matter the most.
No doubt. And speaking of stuck, I know one thing that's not going to stick.
Trey, you nervous, buddy?
Anything in Trey is not going to be stuck for the next, say, 24 hours.
I'm so nervous for him. Oh, man, I'm nervous.
Juggs is in the building. He's ready to roll. It's chip challenge time next on The Usual Suspects.
Put my laptop up so don't
go anywhere.
Up on it.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only part.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up. ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal, enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak and San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Tomorrow night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Yeah. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. Dial *EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial *I on your mobile phone now. That's *EYE. Dial *I.
Here's a fact. Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer. I'm John Granato. I know the facts. Here's another fact. When you see blue mountains on our Coors Light can, that means your beer is as cold as the Rockies and ready to drink, which means you get to experience the world's most refreshing beer, just like me, John Granato. More facts. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged at the peak of freshness. So this is me, John Granato, telling you, enjoy the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. And that's a fact.
One in three adults in America have pre-diabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move's called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Here's 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Benhas-Mamai. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bet he can't say that in reverse.
Raheel Ramzanali here for CBDMD, a trusted leader in the CBD industry known for their commitment to quality relief and used by world-class athletes. Topical products like CBD Freeze or CBD Recover can become your body's best friend. It's become mine. CBDMD has the support you need to be your best. Use promo code ESPN975 for 20% off your order. That's CBDMD.com. Promo code ESPN975 for 20% off.
John and Raheel with Dell. Weekdays from 9 until 11.
Gilbert, do you have pegs on the back of your bike so your buddy can jump on behind you?
No, no, no.
You don't ride anybody around?
No, I don't ride nobody around. Except for Wendy.
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to Standing Room Only on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We call this segment the Trey Buffet and the Hot Chip Challenge, as our man of the hour is sitting in between us right now in a chair. Trey, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
How you feeling?
How nervous are you?
I'm probably at an 8, but MC just walked in, and that's like one of my best friends.
That's
so
soothing for you?
I'm good now.
It was soothing.
And Jose is here, too.
Not even a best friend mentioned. Look.
Former roommate?
Tyler.
But your super best friend, Tyler's in here.
He's an RL guy.
If he's supporting you.
Now, before we went on air, you said one thing. You said, put the milk close to me.
Yeah.
And then what did you say?
I said,
This is going to be bad.
This is not going to be good. This is going to be terrible.
Okay, here's the deal.
I don't even know if they have the right angles.
All right, two things are going to happen right now. One, I'm going to give you a chance to back out.
I'm going to consider it, but no. You know what? Okay. No, I'm not going to back out.
That's what I like. Now, two, I'm going to need you to look at the camera and
I don't
say
look at the...
you won't hold anyone liable for anything
Gal
that's about
media
to happen to you.
No, of course not.
Okay. No, say it
so,
right
no
there.
I need you to say
I'm
it
not
going to
say that verbatim. I just gave you consent.
Okay.
We don't want your first child, Trey. We want you to say it into the camera.
I just need you.
I will not hold Gal Media liable for my whatever
actions.
Happens.
You can sue Joel.
No.
That's it. Just Joel.
Now, we've always
what music
I, we've
is
been
this,
like
Aaron?
Brotherly.
Is this the X-Files music?
Oh, it's some suspenseful music.
Okay.
And I've always given you advice. So what did I say?
Trey, you shouldn't do this.
No. And then what did I say? We've talked over the years about you should think things through before you make decisions. And obviously, based on your reactions, you haven't done that.
I mean, no, but...
Have you ever eaten anything really spicy, really hot?
Yes.
What's the hottest thing you've ever eaten?
You know what? No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, my God.
Boy, this is not good.
You really didn't think this through? Have you ever
Do we
eaten?
Have a towel around?
Have you? Yeah,
can somebody
we
get me a towel?
We've got paper towels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you? So you've never eaten a jalapeno?
No.
Oh,
but
boy.
This is a chip, so...
Yeah.
I'm a texture eater.
I don't
eater.
Think you know
You're
what...
texture eater?
This.
I don't
okay.
like... The
now,
texture of
don't admit that in public.
This is a single chip.
We gotta go to break in like six minutes.
Well, we're gonna shatter this break for sure.
Quality
trust me.
Producer,
we're
right
gonna
here.
Miss the ID.
Oh my God, Trey, settle
Be
down.
Be sure to mute
You're
the satellite, Darren.
Trey, you know what that chip is? You know what that chip is?
Trey's Hot. Produced one show and he's like, hey, he's over here.
Listen, put that over there. I need this over here. Oh my God.
All right, now, this is the one chip challenge.
Can
now,
you open it?
I will open it for you, but here's the deal. Because somebody said, are you just going to eat a bite of it? No, this is the one chip challenge. You have to eat the whole chip. Okay?
Okay, here we go.
No, okay.
You are so
now,
dirty for that.
You want me to open
yes.
it?
Yes.
Why? I don't have gloves on. You have a glove
here.
On.
Okay, Joel.
Tyler wants
it.
To open it because he wanted to sniff it.
He definitely wants
and
to smell
I
it.
Had a nickel for every time.
You want the glove, Tyler?
No, he's just. This
just
is,
don't go in the bathroom.
I'm
when you're
so
done.
Nervous. Oh,
yeah, y'all
boy.
Can't film me in the bathroom when I.
Oh, yes, we can.
Is it bad? Is it bad?
I'm not here, Barry.
No, I'm not. Look. Okay, no,
I mean,
it's not bad.
It's gonna be like a graham cracker.
Can you
right?
take it out?
You have the glove
okay,
on.
Here, I'll do it.
Now that's part of it. There's more in there. No, hold on. You got to eat this whole thing.
Oh,
here,
Oh God,
buddy.
There's so much of it.
Yeah, you got to eat that whole.
Trey, you're giving us audio gold
right
now.
I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
What?
I would have no nickels. Okay, here we go. Now, you have to sit through the entirety
no,
of this
I'm
segment.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running to the bathroom.
No.
I mean, yeah, if you
no,
gotta,
no, no,
if you
no,
have
no,
to
no,
poop
no,
or
no,
vomit,
no.
I'm going to need you to run to the bathroom. But just because it's hot and you start crying, that's not
Honestly,
a reason to run to the bathroom.
Can I give a few shout-outs?
No,
yes,
not till after you
yes.
survive.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like a last will and testament. Go
shout
ahead.
Shout-out to my mom and my dad. Also, shout-out to Leighton Vander Esch and Brandon Strange, of course. They ought to pay Dak Prescott.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Are you nervous,
Shout-out to Beach House, the best band of all time.
I thought it was Oasis.
Nope, it's Beach House.
Okay, are you nervous? Now, besides the milk, what... Aaron was nice enough to bring you olive
Can
oil.
Can I go,
and
like,
no!
small part of the chip
no.
first?
Whole thing in the mouth. Besides the
That's
milk and
said.
The ice cream, I hate you for those jokes so much.
I don't.
Now, yeah.
I just touched the chip
you.
Without a glove, and it's not burning my hand.
It won't. Just don't touch your penis later with that hand. okay? Or the glove on. You have donuts, you have bread, you have olive oil, all of these things to help you.
The whole crew's here. It's like I'm at an intervention.
Are you ready? Are we ready? Is everybody ready for this?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The whole thing?
All of it.
Go! All of it. All of it. Oh, my goodness. How bad is it?
No.
How bad is it?
Not yet.
What are you... What are you feeling, Trey?
Can you just be honest for a second?
Yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
Is it hot?
It hurts. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
How bad?
It just tastes bad more than anything.
Well, it's not going to be delicious. It's a,
what's the
it's a Carolina
the
Reaper
you're going
pepper.
For?
You your eyes butter? Are getting a little sweaty already.
No.
It's all swallowed.
Isolate that for me, would you? Is it bad?
If you're betting on yourself, Trey, are you going to cry?
Ah, it's so hot.
Are you going to throw up?
Ah, once it hits your lips, it's so bad. Give me the paper towels. Ah, help me. Help me, Jesus.
Do you want some ice cream?
Ice cream?
You want some ice cream?
Help
it's
me,
cold.
Jewish God. Help me, Tom Cruise, get this fire off of me.
It's ice cream.
No, seriously, I feel like you're just messing with us that it's not hot.
Yeah, be honest.
How hot is it? Your eyes are watering pretty bad.
It's so bad.
You're turning red.
Will you poop, cry, or throw up?
Ah!
All of the above?
It's like I can't escape this pit of hell.
Are your eyes watering right now?
They're watering pretty
you
bad.
You really got to go to break. It's almost 156.
No, we're good. We're going to
hang
out
to you. You got a garbage can on either side of you, right?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is it?
Like 9.2.
That was so stupid.
You just did a...
9? Why are you crying? You're crying!
I said that!
He's really crying! Zoom in on the tears. This is great. Gotta zoom in on the tears. Don't touch your eyes! Oh my God, don't touch your eyes! Do not touch your eyes
with
those
the
gloves.
Napkin. Put
He's
the towel down!
Take the glove off. Take
I'm
the glove off.
I'm not taking the glove off.
No, you have to. It's got the residue
my God,
on it.
Dude.
Take the glove
Eat
off.
Eat the ice cream. Eat the ice cream.
Dude, you got to take the glove off.
Donut chaser. You want the donut chaser?
You can put your whole face in the ice cream if that'll cool. Boy, you are really crying right now.
You going to puke?
Do you think this is worse than pepper spray?
You going to poop?
No.
Do you think this is
you
worse
than... You do both at the same time?
No.
Is the ice cream delicious or can you not even
really
taste
good.
It? Is it? It's really good.
It's really good.
Are you drooling a little bit?
Yes. I really need to know what I'm going to do with my
your
second
life?
Wide receiver.
Take him to dessert.
Is it getting hotter
or is the
milk helping? I
don't know if Terry McLaurin's going to play. I really need fantasy advice in these trying times.
We'll give you Sigmund Bloom's information in a minute.
Look at, he's actually crying. There's tears.
Internally, what's going on in the boiler room right now?
What's happening? Do you feel like you have to poop? Do you feel like you have to poop at all?
No. It's
just
like.
Do you want to vomit?
Is the pain
subsiding?
Pins
and needles under my tongue.
Pins, you are shaking. The microphone has fallen.
Mm. Give me the milk.
Hammer it. Cannonball.
Oh, no.
Ah, it's so hot. Milk is a bad choice.
No, it's not.
Go to the ice cream.
Do the olive oil. Do the olive oil. Try olive oil. Here, drink the olive oil. See if that helps. Don't touch me with that.
Chugging olive oil.
Yes, chug the olive oil, Trey. It's supposed to work better than the milk, I promise.
Oh, my God.
The milk makes it better.
Here, do the olive oil. That's supposed to work.
Not chugging olive oil.
No, I promise you. Aaron, tell him that the olive oil helps. Rod Ryan did
I read,
the olive oil.
I read so many articles that say olive oil is supposed to help.
Wipe your... How'd that taste?
How was that?
It tastes like a pantry.
So the combo platter of olive oil and milk, is that something you're going to go to maybe next weekend?
Tastes like a pantry. Do you want a donut? Try a donut.
No.
See if that works. Go
you
back to the
bread?
Olive oil.
Want some bread to soak it up?
See, look. Jong was way more under control when he got pepper sprayed.
No, he wasn't.
I'm proud of you. You haven't cursed.
You're doing really well. If all you did is eyes watered a little bit.
I really think that this was worth the $20.
Was it worth the $20?
What's going on in your throat and your stomach right now? Is it calming down?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it? You really did cry, though. That was pretty bad.
I did cry. Thank you for getting the good angles.
I'm very proud of you.
Courtney is her name.
Jeez. I'm sorry, Courtney. He's a little high right now on
you
Ghost Peppers.
You work here, right, Trey?
Yes, I think.
And you know who's the manager of promotions? And, it's Courtney.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks,
you were a better man than me, because there's no way I would have done that. I'm a little disappointed you didn't projectile
I've gone
vomit.
Through all this milk.
I'm a little disappointed
so
you didn't projectile vomit on Joel, but other than that, I think this was a
it's
success.
A good look with the headphones like that.
Do you want some bread? That's supposed to help too. No, the milk does well.
Just milk.
How long do you think this is going to last? Can
Probably
we check in with you in an
my
hour?
Life.
You think you're going to need a depend tonight?
I always
TV?
Respected.
Can you come back and on Monday and tell us what the poop was like tomorrow? Because I feel like it's going to be like a match hitting the just like throwing hot matches in the toilet. Just I feel like it's going to not be well tomorrow.
I can't feel my tongue.
Do you That's feel like good. Tonight you're going to control your own bowel movement?
Probably. I'll be fine.
Okay. So we're going to check in with you in a little while, all right?
Yeah,
you're going to hang around?
Prayers to Avante Maddox.
You just had this all scripted out in your mind, didn't you?
All right, take the glove off. I don't want you touching anything else with that glove. Not with your fingers. What are you?
You take it off then.
You'd like that, maybe, wouldn't you?
Can you, like, not? Are you, like, a child?
He is. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, and I asked you a question.
Boy, you are in bad shape that Trey had to point it out.
Sorry, Joel.
All right. That was the one-chip challenge, and I think Trey passed with flying colors.
But I think he should hang with us a little bit just to see if there's a delayed reaction. Yeah.
Trey gets his man card. Good for you, buddy.
I feel like a depressed woman eating all this ice cream.
You think it'll put hair on your chest?
All oppressed, well done. Depressed women.
Oppressed women or depressed women?
Both.
All right, we'll be back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.